95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Morning Hog Brew Review time. That's Josh. He's from S.R. Parrott. Back in the house. His shirt says it. His mind knows it. We drink it. Bro, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, but I understand you put together a theme show for us today.
Yeah, some light options.
We're all into March now.
Yep.
We're out of the mouth of love. Now we got to start thinking about getting those bikini bodies in shape, right?
That's right.
What I'm talking about. I'll show you a little bit. I don't do it now.
Is that what you're wearing underneath it, Steve?
Steve may have a bikini.
Now, listen, I can't tell you, okay?
He'd love to tell you, but he can't.
Yeah, I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
But I really am glad that you brought these because I am looking to trim down.
I get it.
Same coming up.
Same with me,
I got
bro.
You, bro.
Packed on the winter weight.
Thank you.
Now we got some options. Well, where do we start?
That's a mix of bro and boo, by the way. Definitely an intentional one.
It's okay.
We're going to start off with a new product. It's called Heineken Silver.
Heineken Ooh. Silver.
Okay.
All right.
I love Heineken, by the way.
Okay.
Well, you should.
It used to be my go-to.
This is not a no alcohol option.
No, it is not.
Woo! That's a relief.
So you have Heineken out there, right?
Yeah.
Then you have Heineken Light.
Yep.
And then you have Heineken Silver.
Well, okay. It's got the same nose.
So this is going to clock in at 4% alcohol.
If I remember correctly, regular Heineken is 5.
Probably right around there. I'm not sure off the top of my head, to be honest.
Dropping a knowledge bomb under there, Josh.
Like I said, I used to drink it all the time.
Yep. So it's still...
But it tastes the same.
Right. So this all is the same ingredients as regular Heineken.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a whole different process at the end. It's, they call it a cold lagering process.
Okay.
So it's kind of a different process to get it to where it's at. This is my first time trying it, so I'm about to take a sip here and see.
I think you're going to like what you get.
Yeah.
It's very, very crisp.
Yes.
I don't taste the difference.
Mm-mm.
No.
It tastes like a Heineken.
Nice. It's slightly lighter. 95 calories.
Mm. Okay. That's perfect.
Give me more.
So, when you're looking, I can see how Heineken could become heavy if you're doing quite a few outside and stuff like that.
Right.
Whereas this is going to be that lighter version. A little bit easier to drink by the pool, out on the boat, while you're mowing the lawn, you're doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Couch surfing, bro.
Right. When you're dormant, the calories add up. So that's why you want to have less of them so you can have more beer. Simple math.
Yummy, man.
Sorry.
Research.
Mm.
No, you're doing some research for it. The research is all right here. Just drink it.
Mm.
Yeah, so like I said, the whole process is different. So it says that they brew it at -1°C.
Whoa.
Which allows them to remove proteins, any of the rough-tasting tannins, and that's pretty much how you get the lighter version of it.
It's another one of those beer science things I never even think about, that could be a part of the process. I mean, how else are you going to do it when you get the locales? You got to use temperature. Science.
And definitely science.
Because I've tried it. I had like a couple of those beers that had a lot of fat in them. And I'm like, go and get. It doesn't work. They don't go anywhere. Just goes right in here. And then my shirts don't fit as well.
So that's 30 degrees Fahrenheit. I had to research it.
Look at
that. So do you know what freezing temperature is in Fahrenheit?
32.
Right.
Whoa.
So it's just below freezing.
There you go.
Wow. Okay.
Really? I mean, there you go.
Interesting.
I hope you're adding up at home.
Knowledge bomb just dropped. Boom.
Put those calculators away. You don't even need them anymore.
Right.
Steve's got you covered.
But like I said, 4% alcohol, 95 or 97 calories?
95.
And 2.9 carbs. So,
okay.
Giving you a little bit of a healthier option, especially if you're a huge Heineken fan, this is, maybe something to drink in between or switch over completely.
That's real good and like no aftertaste.
Nope.
Right.
Like clean. I'm waiting for something clean. To linger on my tongue. Nope.
Nice and clean.
That's why I need more beer now. What's next?
I can do that.
Okay.
So we had Heineken Silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we have Modelo Oro.
Oro?
Hmm. What does that mean?
Oreo?
Gold.
No. Okay, not Oreo. Ooh. Oro.
It's not Oreo.
I thought he brought cookies and beer, which would be fine.
Listen,
you
I'm
try
plenty
it.
Of
you can try that.
Cookie flavored
Would you dunk it?
I would not, ooh, no. I just no. let it...
I would dunk
I
it.
I just do it all in my mouth.
Mm.
So wait, you take a bite and then pour the drink in and kind of swish it around a little bit?
Yeah, let your mouth do the work.
I do like Modelo's.
I'm
I always Modelo have.
Fan. Yeah. It's always Modelo time in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So 4% again.
Mm.
So, like I said, Modelo's out there.
Mm.
You have Negro Modelo, which is kind of their amber beer.
Their dark one.
Right.
Which is what I prefer on their scale.
And then we have one of your favorites, the big boy cans.
Of course, the Cheladas.
That's right.
Oh,
got a whole line of Cheladas.
Yeah.
Right? So,
love those.
Modelo Oro is their. Another light beer. So
this works real good.
Mm.
Doesn't feel like they lost anything in the flavor
I like
transfer.
That. That's good.
So this one, like I said, this is 90 calories.
Okay. Wow.
Ooh.
3 carbs. Like I said, 4% alcohol. So it's still getting the job done.
Is that a 12-ounce slim can?
This is a 12-ounce slim can.
Boom. Just want to throw that out
good
there.
Good observation.
I didn't do the math for you, Steve. Sorry.
So both of these products are brand new.
Really?
So you have to keep your eyes peeled a little bit. You'll start seeing them rolling into larger grocery stores and stuff like that in the next month or so. But always check out our website.
Well, srprod.com/beerfinder is a good place you can find that. You know, you can look for it, find it in stores. You got more stuff.
So Modelo, we've seen kind of blow up over the last, you know, few years.
Mm-hmm.
It actually overtook Corona as the number one import.
Really?
Really? Whoa, really?
I did not know that.
It sells more. They sell more Modelo than they do the first top two.
The standard Modelo or just the full Modelo line?
Over Corona and Heineken, which are the one and two imports.
Yeah.
So Modelo now sells as much as they do combined. That's a success story right there.
I don't want to, Modelo, you don't need to do anything for me, but I think I'm personally responsible buying the chiladas for at least 70-80% of that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, I've done a lot of shopping for those. So, well, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's extremely impressive.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out there because, you know, I think that's a killer stat.
And I would like to thank Modelo for getting their name on all of the, a bunch of the boxing and MMA mats and stuff, because I see them and I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't even know I was thirsty, but now I got to go get some Modelo.
Yeah, I think that was part of their marketing, and that's what kind of helped them there because, you know, a lot of eyes on those fights and stuff like that.
That's right. Well, I like this. What's next? You'll have to wait and find out. Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh, that's our Parado 95.7 The Hog.